If you can take a little bit of a moment to quiet down your heart and prepare yourself for worship and praise for the Lord.
让我们一起准备我们的心，一起有一个默祷的时间去准备开始敬拜我们的主。
So please spend some time in quiet meditation. Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we come before you this morning.
我们今天早上来到你的面前。
We can ask ourselves one question.
我们要问自己一个问题。
Why are we here?
为什么我们在这里?
In Philippians, Paul says,
在腓立比书，保罗说。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Do we truly believe that knowing Christ Jesus is better than everything else in this world?
我们真的相信认识基督耶稣是比世界上任何的事情都好吗?
So many times, Lord, we run after worldly things.
有很多的时间我们都在追求世界上的东西。
But it doesn't bring us satisfaction.
但是却得不到满足。
Why doesn't it bring us satisfaction?
为什么得不到满足呢?
Because we weren't made for the things of this world.
因为我们不是为世界上的事情而造的。
We were made for the Lord.
我们是为天父神而造的。
We were made to worship Him.
我们是用来敬拜你的。
We were made to glorify Him.
我们是用来荣耀你的。
So Lord, may this be our prayer.
所以天父，请你听我们的祷告。
We pray these things in the most precious name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So then let's do what we were made to do.
所以让我们一起唱当来敬拜。
And let's sing made to worship. Please rise.
请大家起立。
First in English, right?
You and I will
always worship. You and I will call to love. You and I will give the life for you. You and I will dance to wonder. You and I will just believe. You and I will have the free.
Let's
sing it once in Chinese.
You and I, we stand like you and I. You and I, we see the light. We know you can and you do it all. You and I, we stand like you and I. 在世界上，你我在你在世界我们在没看见，我们在有你。
在每首用你熟悉的语言唱。
我的日还没有到，还不能不顾的在眼中，我的海不在一起走，我的天哪的真实你我
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
in your arms. Don't let me go. I wanna spend eternity with you. And now that you're here,
Then there came a voice from above the expanse over their head.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有声音。
Above the expanse over their heads was what looked like a throne of sapphire.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。
And high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man.
在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire.
我见从他腰以上有仿佛光耀的青筋，周围都有火的形状。
And that from down, there down, he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him.
又见从他腰以下仿佛有火的形状，周围也有光辉。
Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him.
下雨的日子云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。
This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
When I saw it, I fell face down and heard the voice of one speaking.
我一看见就俯伏在地，就听见一位说话的声音。
There is a high throne.
有一座高宝座。
There is a high throne that surrenders the land, a Savior and a good and high, whom I sing now.
Father, we ask.
天父，我们恳求你。
Dear Lord, this is our prayer.
让我们在主里合一。
Let us be one in the Lord.
能够来同声的来赞美我主耶稣基督。
So we'll praise you, the Lord, in one voice.
我们谢谢你今天让我们英文堂和中文堂的弟兄姐妹可以聚集在一起同来敬拜。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity for the English congregation and Chinese congregation to be together to worship you.
虽然我们的背景不同
，Though we have different backgrounds,
我们的需要不同。
Different needs,
但是我们都领受你的恩典。
However, we have your grace.
也许对我们当中的学生，他们承受主要的压力是他们的课业找工作。
Though for the students, the pressure is to look for a job or finish their education.
也许对我们中文堂的人，很多人是担心的是工作方面的事情。
Though for the Chinese people in the for the people in the Chinese congregation.They worry most is looking for a job,
或家人的需要
or the needs of their family,
儿女的学业
or the education of their children,
或者是身体的疾病
or the health.
主啊，但是我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为我们不是为着世界上这些短暂的东西而被创造的。
We're not created for the world's temporary things.
你创造我们是要来认识你。
You create us to know you.
我要来敬拜你。
To worship you,
我要来荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name,
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
因为在至高之处有一个荣耀的宝座。
Because in the high above there's a throne.
让凡是相信的人都可以来到宝座前。
So all the people who believe will be able to come to the throne.
都可以来领受你的爱。
To get your grace.
来领受你的恩典。
Enjoy your love and your grace.
所以我们这些蒙恩的人今天站立在你面前。
Dear Lord, we stand in front of you.
我们愿意每一首我们所唱的诗歌都成为我们真诚的祷告。
Let every song we sing to you be our prayer.
主啊，特别求你保守我们在主里合一。
Dear Lord, please protect us and make us one in the Lord.
愿耶稣基督的福音把我们连接在一起。
May the gospel of the Lord unite us all together.
让我们在这个世上生活只有一个最高的目的。
There will be one purpose for life in this world.
就是传扬你的福音。
That is to preach your gospel.
让更多的人可以认识你。
That more and more people to know you.
是吧？为了传扬你的福音，我们愿意把其他的一切都放下。
Dear Lord, in order to spread your gospel, we are willing to put aside everything we have.
把我们的一些看法的不同也都放下。
And to put away the differences in our opinions.
也把我们中间隔断的墙都拆毁。
Break down the wall that separates us.
让不再受文化语言背景的限制。
We are not limited by the language, background and culture.
让我们只有一个心智。
So we have one heart.
就是高举耶稣基督的名。
That is uplift Jesus' name.
让我们把我们今天在这边的敬拜恭恭敬敬的仰望。
Dear Lord, we humbly submit our worship in your hands.
因为在这个聚会当中，唯有你被高举。
Only you, your name will be uplifted in this worship.
唯有你得到荣耀。
Only you will be glorified.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们刚刚是英文堂跟香港团契的弟兄姐妹们带我们敬拜。
Just now, and the English congregation and the Hong Kongese congregation let us let the worship.
我们接下来由我们国语的其中一个家庭团契校园组为我们献一首诗歌。
Now the campus fellowship will sing a song for us.
他们要献的诗歌是奇妙的双手。
One hand?
Oh,
感谢赞美主，
We thank the Lord and praise the Lord.
下面是我们奉献的时间。
It's time for the offering.
奉献是我们基督徒对神的感恩。
It is our thanks. It is we give thanks to the Lord when we make the offering.
我们感谢神他丰富的供应。
We thank Lord for the abundance.
我们感谢神他所有给我们的恩典。
And also for the all graces the Lord gave us.
如果我们在座的你对奉献的意义不清楚。
If any of us here today do not understand fully the meaning of offering,
或者是你还没有准备好。
Or you are not ready yet.
当奉献袋传到你跟前的时候，就请你姑娘的传给下一位。
Please respectfully pass this offering back to the next one when you have it.
在奉献的时候，我们唱一首诗歌，叫《耶稣不改变》。
Giving offering, we're going to sing a song. Yesterday, today, and forever.
这个首诗歌也在我们诗歌本第279首。
It's in the hymn book, page 279.
我们就唱第一首和第四首。
We're going to sing the first stanza and the fourth stanza.
要给多少你见这么爱
是的，主耶稣，我们知道你对我们的爱永远不变。
Yes, dear Lord Jesus Christ, we know your love for us never changes.
我们谢谢你给我们的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
我们真是求主时常给我们一颗感恩的心。
We ask that Jesus give us a thankful heart always.
让我们不仅在金钱上能够有奉献。
Not only we can offer monetarily.
能够让我们全人全心能够来奉献。
And we can offer all ourselves, the heart, the mind too.
我们就把今天的奉献的金钱摆在主的面前。
We put in front of you all the money we offered today.
求主使用在你的上工上。
Please use it in your service.
啊，能够更好的传扬你的福音。
So that your gospel will be preached.
我们先感谢祷告，奉救主耶稣基督的名求。
We thank and praise in the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，下边是读经的时间。
It's time for the scripture reading.
请大家打开这个圣经以弗所书六章十到十八节。
Please open your Bible to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 18.
大家打开就前天我读。
So please listen to Man Chang to read this verse.
以弗所书第六章十到十八节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力做更强的人。你们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是欲守血气的征战，乃是与那执掌的、掌权的、管辖者、幽暗世界的、以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，才能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多奉的祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。我们把时间交给
你。Now pass the sheet for the sermon. Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们这一期主日信息的主题是战胜黑暗的权势。
The major theme for this semester for the worship messages is to overcome the dark forces.
这句话里面是有一个动词，就是战胜。
There's one word that is overcome.
问题是谁需要征战来得胜。
The key point is how and who should fight to win.
旧约圣经让我们看到人类的历史清楚写明一件事。
The Old Testament in the Bible let us know one thing.
就是人再怎么样的努力都不可能靠着自己的力量来战胜黑暗的权势。
That is how hard human beings make the efforts, do their effort, do their best. They cannot overcome completely the dark evil spirit.
不是说人完全没有得胜的时候。
That doesn't mean that human beings cannot win.
只是在与黑暗的势力抗衡的时候，人的胜利都很短暂，都不能持久。
But when they fight against the dark power of the evil, they cannot last long.
而且赢都是赢在小事、小规模的战役。
And whatever they win is only issues of the slight importance.
在大事上多半都是输，而且输得很惨。
In the big issues of importance, they often lose and they suffer from a big loss.
无论你是从大陆、香港、台湾来，或是在美国、加拿大长大。
Whether you are from Hong Kong, Taiwan, mainland, or you are growing up, or you grew up in this, in Canada or United States.
看看这些社会的境况。
Now look at the social situation here.
色情、暴力、凶杀、贪污、偷窃的事情都是越来越多。
Theft, embezzlement, theft, and violence, and become more and more in this society.
而且发生离我们越来越近，频率越来越高。
It comes closer and closer to us, and more frequently.
几十年前，我们绝大多数人都会说自己这一辈子永远不可能犯那些严重的罪。
Dozens of years ago, most of us wouldn't say that, or will say, will declare that we cannot or we will not commit these kinds of crimes.
今天有谁还有这样的把握？
Now look at us. Who can say for sure that we will not commit these crimes?
毕竟有越来越多跟我们一样受过良好教育， 有很好条件的人一个一个都被黑暗的权势吞吃，做出伤风败俗的事情。
The more and more people like us, they received good education from a good family, they committed the crimes like this, become indecent.
不过一个多月前我们才被一则新闻震惊。
About 1 month ago, we were shocked by a news report.
就是纽约州长 Elias Bitter, 他与妓女交易被人抓到。
That's the mayor, the previous mayor, ex-mayor of New York State, and Elias Bitter was caught when he had a relationship with the prostitute.
这件事情爆发出来，当然很多人谴责他。
When the news was reported, everybody rebuked him.
但是也有很多认识 Swift 的人为他感到非常的惋惜。
But still, a lot of people who know him well and feel sorry for him.
因为他曾经是一个尽心尽力打击犯罪的人。
Because once he was somebody who fought against the crimes with a serious mind.
他不畏惧恶势力的威胁。
He was not afraid of the dark force.
他勇敢地打击消灭金钱和色情的犯罪。
He courageously fought against the sex, crimes and violence and this kind of crimes.
他是真心真意的在做。
He was very serious in, doing this.
但是他这样的痛恨罪恶的人，最后自己也在试探当中跌倒。
People like him who once hated crime so much, fell down.
不只是跌倒一次，而且是后来成为了罪恶的奴隶。
Not only once he fell down, he became a slave of the crimes.
我们有谁今天还敢说我们不会像他一样跌倒？
Who among us can say we will not fall down forever?
有谁还敢说那些黑暗的势力离我们很远，永远不会侵入到我们？
Who among us can say for sure that the violence or the dark evil force are far away from us, will never be become or inside us?
恐怕我们在座也有不少人正在经历跟 Elias Bitter 一样那样的痛苦。
Maybe some of us are experienced the pain, the same pain as Elias Bitter experienced.
表面上是一个行在光明中的人。
We look like we are walking the light.
但实际上已经被黑暗的权势所辖制。
In fact, we are under the control of the dark force.
甚至因为人无法靠自己战胜黑暗的权势。
That is to say,As human beings, we cannot depend ourselves completely to fight against the dark force.
耶稣基督道成肉身为我们降生。
Jesus Christ became the flesh come to this world.
他为我们立了生活的榜样。
He set us a good example in our life.
他更为我们被钉十字架。
And he was nailed to the cross for us.
以他的死给了罪恶的权势致命的一击。
His death was a heavy blow to the dark power of the evil force.
让世上所有的人都因着他的救赎能够脱离死亡和罪恶的权势。
So us as people in this world, can be saved because of his death.
这样看来能够战胜黑暗权势的不是我们自己而是耶稣基督。
So from this we can see that what kind of force can fight against and win over the dark force is not us, but Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督在十字架上得胜，怎么样可以在我们身上产生实质的效应呢？
How can the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross to be effective on us?
很显然，第一个必要的条件就是我们需要先成为属耶稣基督的人。
The precondition is we need to belong to Jesus Christ.
我知道我们当中有一些还没有信主的朋友已经固定来听到有一段时间了。
I know some of us who are still seekers have come into this church for a while.
我可以了解一个真心慕道人常常会想，等我做得更好一点，更达到圣经的标准了，我再来做基督徒。
I can understand a serious seeker will say or feel that if I'm continuing to improve and doing better, then I will become a Christian.
这样的态度是很值得尊敬的。
This attitude deserves respect.
但是像我刚刚所说的，做基督徒不是靠着我们自己的努力来战胜黑暗的权势。
But just as I pointed out a few minutes ago that to be a Christian and to fight against dark forces, we cannot depend completely on our own.
而是我们需要先成为一个属耶稣基督的人。
First of all, we need to be part of Christian.
才能够让他来带领我们经历在基督里的得胜。
So that Jesus Christ can lead us to the victorious path.
所以如果我们当中有慕道的朋友，你今天听明白了这个道理。
If any of the seekers among us today, if you understand this concept,
我非常的诚恳的邀请你，不要再犹豫，不要再想等你说的好一点以后再来信主。
I earnestly ask you not to wait anymore until you are doing better to become a Christian.
今天就鼓起勇气，凭着信心接受耶稣做你的主。
Pluck up your courage now, right now, to accept Jesus as your Lord.
当你成为属他的人，让你的一生靠属耶稣基督来得胜。
Let you belong to Jesus Christ and let Jesus Christ lead you to victory.
对于已经信主受洗的基督徒来说，让我们也记得靠主得胜的这个基本原则。
For those Christians who have already been baptized, let's remember that.Only by depending on Jesus Christ, we can win victory.
我们是借着信心入门，也要继续借着信心来成长，靠主得胜。
By our faith, we enter the gate, and also by our faith, we will walk the path of the victory.
四月初的时候，有一群弟兄在一起有进食祷告退休会。
In the past early April, a group of brothers they joined together to pray and fast.
在结束之前，众弟兄们都有一个共同的心志。
When the test was almost over, we all have one mind.
就是我们说我们要做神大能军队当中的一员。
We wanted to be one member, a member of the God's army.
的确，圣经中有好多的经文都用军队来描述神的子民应该有的表现。
It is indeed in the Bible, in a lot of places in the Bible, it uses the army as a term to describe.The gospel,
the gospel, yeah. 那我们得胜的关键是让耶稣基督做我们的元帅。
So the key point is here, if we want to win victory, we need to let Jesus to be the commanding in chief.
我们听从他的指挥，然后我们来做基督的精兵。
We follow his commands and we will be good soldiers.
那么我们如何做基督的精兵呢？
How can we be the best soldiers of Jesus Christ?
以弗所书第六章提供了其中一方面的重要的观念，就是穿上神的全副军装。
And Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, it provides a basic concept that is to put on the full armor of God.
几个礼拜前，我在中文堂和英文堂已经分别讲了这段经文的第一讲。
A few weeks ago, during the English congregation as well as Chinese congregation, I provide the first session of this.
今天先有一点复习考试，再开始讲第二讲。
So we're going to have a test first before I come to the second session.
我们先复习一下一些整体的基本概念。
Let's look at the whole picture.
好，第一，这是军装。
First of all, that's the armor.
军装是什么人穿的？为什么需要穿军装？
Who wears the army? Why do we need to wear the army?
六章第一节说，我们要穿军装，好来抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So in chapter 6 verse 11 it says put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
十三节也是我们要穿军装来抵挡仇敌，而且最后还能站立得住。
Verse 16 also says therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes you may be able to stand your ground.
所以我们要得胜，我们就要穿军装。
Therefore to be victorious we need to put on the armor.
第二，我们要穿的是神的军装。
Secondly, what we are going to put on is the God's armor.
千万不要随便乱穿军装。
Do not wear any armor.
不要穿虚有其表的假军装。
Do not wear the false armor.
不要穿自己设计的军装。
Do not wear the armor you designed.
只有神所赐的军装才有可能让我们过得胜的生活。
Only God's armor which made us victorious.
第三，圣经要我们穿全副军装。
Thirdly, Bible wants us to put the full armor.
我们只是这边穿那边不穿。
You cannot just wear one part and overlook the other side.
因为哪边不穿，哪边就有漏洞。
Any side, if you don't wear anything, that will be a loophole.
要过得胜的生活，一定要穿全副军装。
To live a victorious life, you have to put the full armor.
接下来复习一下。全部军装包括哪些部分？
What does the full armor cover?
这两张图给大家一个整体的概念，是当时罗马兵丁穿的全部军装。
The two pictures give us some idea about the full armor.
下一张图显示军装包括六大部分。
The next picture will show us six parts of the full armor.
上次带大家看过三部分，不晓得还记得多少。
I don't know how parts you can remember. Last time we looked at three parts.
第一是腰部的，用什么做带子来束腰？
The first part is the waist. What do we use as the belt to buckle the waist?
不错啊。 truth. 我们要记得，我们要抱着对神对人诚实的态度。
We need to remember that we should have an honest attitude towards people and towards God.
实实在在的照着圣经的真理来生活。
And live by the principle of the gospel down to earth.
要用这样认真严肃的态度来约束自己。
We should use this serious and attitude to buckle ourselves.
我们要记得，活出得胜生活的基督徒一定是有纪律、受约束的人。
So all the Christians who live a Christ-like life must be disciplined and well-trained.
第二是在胸部，用什么保护人的心？
The second part is the breast. What do we use to protect our heart?
用公义做护心镜。
We use the breast as the breastplate with the righteousness.
圣经说你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
And the Bible says.The Bible says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
在恶者用诱惑和控诉来攻击我们的时候，
When the evil forces the temptations to attack us,
只有一个护心镜是永远可靠的。
Only one breastplate is reliable,
可以保守我们不为一箭穿心毙命，
and resist the arrows.
这个可靠的护心镜是公义。
This reliable breastplate is righteousness.
但是不是我们自己的义。
It's not our own righteousness.
而是耶稣基督的公义。
That's righteousness from the Jesus Christ.
是我们借着相信耶稣基督而得神所赐予的义。
By faith, by our faith, and God gave us this righteousness.
像腓立比书三章九节所说的。
Just like chapter 3 verse 9 in Philippians.
我们得以在他里面不是有自己因律法而得的义。乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
好，第三部分是在脚步的。
The third part is our feet.
我们用什么来做我们走路的鞋？
What do we use as a shoes to walk?
扣你两分。
不怕第二
平安的福音。
And the gospel of peace.
我们在这条属天的道路上，要想跑得稳、跑得远，一定要穿平安福音的鞋。
If we want to walk fast and steady along the heavenly path, we need to use this gospel of peace.
意思是说，我们要活在福音里面。
That means we have to live in the gospel.
时时经历。福音所带来的平安
All the time to experience the peace from the gospel
我们也要为福音而活
We need to live for the gospel
把福音所带来的平安传给周围许许多多的人
To give the peace from the gospel to a lot of people around you
你去看看你所认识的基督徒
Look at the Christians around you
那些充满活力有冲劲遇到困难挫折还依然奔跑的人
So they're happy, they're active even during the hardships they still run
他们还跑得还有喜乐的人
and they run with joy
一定都是穿对了鞋
because they wear the right shoes
那个鞋就是平安福音的鞋
that shoes is the gospel of peace
好刚刚讲的三部分是上次看过的
so the three parts we talked about just now are the things we looked at
今天要看神的全部军装的另外三部分
we're going to look at the rest of the three parts of the four armor
第四部分圣经说是用信德当盾牌
The fourth part, the Bible says, take up the shield of faith.
当时罗马士兵他们最常用的是两种盾牌。
In the old days, when the Roman soldiers, the shields they used were two part kinds.
一种是圆的比较小。
One is the small and long shield.
也比较轻。
Light.
是用于近距离的搏斗。
It's used for the close distance fight.
那以佛所书讲的不是那种盾牌。
That's not the shield Ephesians talked about.
是另外一种比较大的盾牌。
The other side. The other kind.
所有盾牌是长方形的。
That's a rectangle stick.
大约两尺半宽，四尺半高。
About 2.5 feet wide, 4 feet tall.
我们说有时候敌人会从远距离朝天射出成千上万支箭，有时候箭上面还带着火。
Sometimes the enemies would shoot the arrows from a distance.And sometimes the arrows will have the fire on the head.
这时候的防守方式就是蹲下来。
See, one of the best ways to defend yourself is to squat down.
整个人躲藏在那个大盾牌之后。
After squatting down, you hide yourself behind the shield.
当你的全身受到他的保护。
So the whole body, your whole body will be covered by the shield.
所以说在属灵征战当中能够给我们全人全身保护的盾牌是信心。
In the Bible, it says, the shield which gives us the full covering of our body is the faith.
是对神的信心。
It's the faith in the Lord.
也许大家会好奇用公义做护心镜和用信德做盾牌。做藤牌，这两者中间有什么差别？
Maybe you will be asking, what is the difference between the righteousness and the faith?
我心里思想之后觉得中间有一些差别。
And after thinking carefully, I see the difference here.
用耶稣基督的公义做护心镜，保护的是我们的心，是我们心是我们存活最关键的地方。
Breastplate of the righteousness is to cover our heart, the most important part.
而藤牌所要挡的是从恶者而来各式各样的攻击
and the shield would cover or protect us from all kinds of attacks
这些攻击是像射来的乱箭一样
so these are the arrows shot at random to us
他在乎的不一定是射中你的心
so the enemies, the shooters of the arrows they do not care where it will land on you
而是随便射到哪里都好
whatever that lands on you is good, it's fine enough
他就是要让你受伤，让你受搅扰，让你慌乱。
They want to wound you or disturb you and create a chaos among you.
而圣经说，抵挡这样攻击最有效的方法就是信。
The Bible says the best way to resist this is your faith.
那么，什么叫做用信心当盾牌，抵挡敌人的火箭呢？
What does it mean to use the shield of faith to resist the enemy's flaming arrows.
我们看看旧约的但以理。
Let's look at Daniel in the Old Testament.
敌人嫉妒他，就设计陷害他。
People they feel jealous of him, they set traps against him.
在但以理知道以后，他怎么做呢
？When he was Daniel, what did he do?
他没有忙着用人的方法来保护自己。
He was not hurried to use human beings.Strategies to protect himself.
他也没有带着仇恨、好胜心思来想，我可以怎么样回击他们。
He didn't have any hatred in his thinking to attack back.
圣经说他只是每天几次跪下来在神面前祷告，像素常一样。
The Bible only says that he knelt down to pray just like he did every day.
最让人惊讶的是，在那样情况当中，他向神的祷告依然是带着感谢。
What is most surprising to us is that during his prayers, he often gives thanks to the Lord.
这样的态度就是以对神的信号来做藤牌。
This kind of attitude of Daniel's is to use the shield of faith in the Lord as his real shield.
我们在生活当中常常会遇到各样的状况。
In our own life, daily life, we often have different situations.
也许是学业或工作出了问题。
Sometimes we have problems in our study or in our work.
或者人际关系发生冲突
Other times we have conflicts in our personal relations
或者经济上变得很紧张
Or we are tight-fisted in our finance
比如说那就好像一大堆的乱箭突然凌空而来
These were like the arrows suddenly attack us
常常我们在害怕当中就慌乱的急忙为自己找出路
In despair or in fear then we became disoriented we tried to find a way out
为了解决这边的问题就牺牲那边
In order to solve the problem here we sacrifice things there
过一下这边出问题就牺牲另外一边
When that side has the problem we sacrifice this side
其实我们最需要的是抓紧主
In fact what we need indeed is to grasp completely the Lord
但是很多人一遇到危机第一做的就先把主给牺牲掉
But most of the people when they are in crisis they give up the Lord
为了现实的考量就把聚会把灵命的追求把主都丢在一旁
in order to solve their daily life problems they put aside the law and the worship and the Sunday school
所以最后情形一点都没有变好
as a result nothing changed
反而是生活更加的混乱心中没有平安
and it was a chaotic chaos in their life and they don't know what to do
我信主之后体会到一件事情
After I become a Christian, I feel one thing very certain.
信心软弱就带来慌乱，然后就失败跌倒。
If we are weak in our faith, then we become disoriented, then we fall down.
信心坚定就带来平安，最后经历得胜的喜乐。
If our faith is strong, we have peace in our heart, and we are victorious.
我在教会的一些弟兄姐妹身上看到很好的榜样。
I see from brothers and sisters in our church a lot of good examples.
我从他们身上学习在危机当中坚定的相信。
From them I learn how to become a firm and stand firm in crisis.
我和我的好太太曾经同时在一个大公司工作。
I and my good wife once worked in a big company.
我们都曾经遇到很不好的老板。
Both of us once had very bad bosses.
我遇到一个很糟的老板。
I had the worst manager.
坏到让我组里面的同事一个一个气得辞职不干。
So the manager, his work style was so bad, and one after another of my colleagues resigned, left the company.
在公司里面，老板的态度变来变去。
So the manager's attitude changed constantly.
你如果不跟着他变，会被惹很大的麻烦了。
If you don't change with the manager, then you're asking for trouble.
当然有可能。
Of course, that's possible.
但是我和我的好太太从开始上班的第一天，那里就第一天开始就从神那里得到一个清楚的感动。
However, me and my wife had a very clear indication from the Lord from the first day we went to work.
就是不管我们的老板是好是坏。
No matter the manager is good or bad.
不管他怎么样变来变去。
No matter how often the manager changes.
我们两个人每天就是准时来准时走不加班。
Both of us will be go to work on time and leave our work on time. We never put on more hours.
我们相信这样的感动是神给我们的。
We believe this is from God.
我们就凭着信心把一切结果都交给主。
By faith, we submit everything to the Lord.
后来发现我们每天准时来准时走，老板反而觉得我们没有什么隐藏，就对我们很信任。
Later on, we noticed that the manager trusted us very well because the manager thought we don't have anything to hide from.
而那些老板盯得紧就多做一点，盯得不紧就少做一点。老板反而觉得这些人偷偷摸摸的不可靠。
Whereas for other people, when they see the presence of their manager, they would work harder. When the manager is away and they slack down in their work, so the manager became suspicious of these people.
我的坏老板还做过一件事。
the bad manager once said something.
有一天，我又有一位同事地上辞呈，决定走路。
One day, another of my colleagues submitted the resignation, was going to leave.
我的老板受不了这个打击。
My manager couldn't put up with this anymore.
他就闯进我的办公室。
He rushed, he or she.
去。
She rushed into my office.
因为我是那组里面最资深的。
Because I was the most senior employee in that office.
他就把情绪全部发在我身上。
She vented out all on me.
那个攻击就是莫名其妙的，像千万只乱箭，哗就射来了。
That was exactly like thousands of arrows attacking me.
但在我还没有反应之前
，And when I was about to respond, before I was about to respond.
感谢神在那一瞬间赐给我平安，让我没有慌乱。
I give the thanks to Lord because Lord gave me peace. I didn't become chaotic or disoriented.
我后来就很友善地问他 ，Are you okay?
I was very kindly asked to her, Are you okay?
我一问，他就嚎啕大哭起来。
On hearing this, she broke out crying.
那天他向我承认，他不晓得怎么样做一个好老板。
She admitted to me that she didn't know how to be a good manager.
他很谦卑地反过来请我教他怎么样做一个好老板。
She modestly asked me to teach her how to be a good manager.
后来我们之间有很好的关系。
Later on, we developed a very good relationship.
他也开始去教会。
She started to go to church.
后来我申请读神学的时候，他还为我写推荐信。
When I applied for the seminary school, and she wrote the recommendation for me.
在这件事情上，我真是经历到。
I really experienced.
在遭受攻击的时候，最好的反应不是靠人的智慧，用人的方法。
When being attacked, the best response is not use your own wisdom,
而是把信心放在神身上。
But put your faith in the Lord.
相信不论再怎么样的危险可怕，神总会带你走过去的。
have a strong faith in believing that no matter how risky or dangerous it is, the Lord will lead you through.
以信德做盾牌，就是凭信心高举主。
Use the shield of faith, that is to say that uplift Lord's name with your faith.
这个属灵的原则对群体基督徒群体也很重要。
So this is also very important for the Christians as a group.
我们看摩西带以色列人出埃及之后不久。
Let us look at the Moses when he led the people out of the Egypt.
埃及法老王带大军来追杀。
So the Pharaoh of the Egypt led the troop to pursue them.
以色列人前有波涛汹涌的红海，后有杀气腾腾的追兵。
For these Israelis, in front of them is the Red Sea with roaring waves, and behind them there are the soldiers with murderous minds.
他们怎么办？
What should they do?
大家惊慌失措，开始抱怨。
They became disoriented, started to complain.
如果他们乱了阵脚，各自东奔西跑，一定会全部丧命。
So they would suffer great deaths if they ran all over in different directions.
这时候摩西对他们发出信心的呼召。
And Moses called them for their faith.
不要惧怕，只管站住。
Moses said to the people.Do not be afraid. Stand firm.
耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
And you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
然后摩西照着神的吩咐，向着红海伸出杖来，红海就分开了。
So following Lord's command, Moses put up his staff towards the Red Sea.The Red Sea was divided.
以色列人凭着信心一同走下去。
By faith, the Israelites walked towards the sea, down the sea.
他们经历了神迹，也蒙了拯救。
They experienced the miracle, and also they were saved.
三十多年前，我担任一个团契的主席。
About 20 years ago, I was the team or president of the fellowship.
有一阵子，一连串莫名其妙的事情发生，对团契有很大的影响。
For one time, a lot of things happened without our understanding, and it affects our fellowship with a great way.
我去向我的牧师请教的时候，他告诉我一个很重要的原则。
I went for advice from our pastor. He told me one principle.
他说没错，问题有的时候问题发生的时候是需要处理一下。
It is all right when things happen. You need to handle these.
他说，但是我们要有属灵的眼光。
But we need to have a mind.Of the faith in the Lord.
不要把时间精力一直专注在负面的问题上。
Do not spend your time and energy on the negative side.
要从积极的角度来讲，我是不是在带着这个团契做神要我们做的事？
Take an active attitude to think about whether you lead this fellowship to do what the Lord asks you to do.
如果我知道答案是是的，我就凭着信心继续做。
If the answer is yes.Then we'll continue to do it by our faith.
不要被旁边的大风大浪所影响。
Do not be influenced by the waves and winds around you.
让我们信心坚定地朝着神要我们走的方向去。
By strong faith, you walk towards the path from the Lord.
神必定会带领我们经历得胜。
Surely God will lead you to victory.
大家想看看，这个罗马军队用藤牌有一个很重要的方法。
One of the important things we need to think about is the way the Roman soldiers used their shield.
就是所有的士兵，大家肩并着肩。
So all the soldiers will stand side by side, shoulder by shoulder.
人人同时举起藤牌
，raise their shields at the same time.
毫无缝隙的阻挡所有来射来的箭。
There's no cracks in between, let the arrows to come in.
我们每个教会和每个团契也都是应该是如此。
Every congregation, every church should be the same.
特别在我们这个大学城，流动性很大。
Especially in this university town, people live a mobile lifestyle.
每个团契免不了每年都会有大大小小的变化。
Every year there will be changes in every fellowship.
我们不要在变动之中乱了阵脚。
We shouldn't be disoriented among all these changes.
特别不能各忙各的，各出各的主意。
Especially we cannot do things on our own.
各用各的方法，彼此冲撞。
Everybody has their own ideas, ways of doing things, and conflict each other.
要记得最重要的是举起信德的藤牌。
Remember, the most important thing is to we need to raise the shield of faith.
而且像是一个训练有素的军队一样
，like an army well trained，
同心合意
，with one mind，
肩并着肩，同时高举信德的盾牌
，raise the shield shield by shoulder。
第五部分是戴上救恩的头盔
，the fifth part is put on the helmet of salvation。
头盔保护的是头
，the helmet protects the head。
从属灵的意义来说，要保护的就是我们的思想意念。
From the spiritual point of view, is to protect our mind and thoughts.
可能信主虽然信主受洗了，思想还没有完全更新，跟过去没有太大的不一样。
A lot of Christians, even if they have been baptized, their minds and thoughts are the same. They're not renewed.
当然，心意更新是一个过程，需要一天一天渐渐改变。
Of course, the renewal is a process. It takes day by day.
有很多人是信主之后没有多久。热心几天就不追求了。
Some of the people after they become a Christian, a few days later they stop, growing,
就没有继续思想意念更新的过程。
They stop this process of renewal.
还有的人曾经有好的成长。
Some of the people they already have some good process of growing,
但是后来被世上的事情所诱惑，思想意念就跟着远离神了。
Later on they are tempted by this worldly affairs.So their mind and thoughts are away from the Lord.
基督的精兵需要戴头盔。
Good soldiers of the Lord, the Jesus Christ, need to wear the helmet.
用救恩做头盔，就是让耶稣基督的救恩成为我们一切思想意念的主宰和中心。
Put on the helmet of salvation is to use the salvation as the concept and guideline for our thoughts and attitudes.
我大学同班同学有二十几位曾经来美国读书。
In my college days, in my class, about over 20 classmates they came to the United States to receive education.
有好几位跟我一样，都是在读研究所的时候听到福音，好几位还曾经觉志。
Quite a few have listened to the gospel and they became a Christian.
但是没有例外，这些同学回台湾之后一段时间就停止聚会了。
It's almost all alike. After return back to Taiwan, not long ago, they were away from the Lord.
就是很可惜，信仰根基还没打稳就回去。
It's really a pity because they didn't build up a very strong foundation before going back to Taiwan.
91年底我回台湾一趟，那时候大学同学特别聚集请我吃饭。
At the end of the year 1991, I went back to Taiwan. My classmates invited me for dinner.
那时候有一位同学刚拿了博士回国。
One of us, he just received his PhD degree going back to Taiwan.
去当教授。
And he became a professor.
我一听说他在美国读书的时候也信主。
And I was told that he became a Christian in the United States during his graduate school days.
我就很严肃地问他会不会持守他的信仰。
I asked him seriously whether he would still continue to hold his belief.
虽然他跟我说会，但是当时我一点把握都没有。
Even if he said yes, he would uphold his belief, but I was not sure about that.
之后几年，那位同学在台湾很快成为很有名的人。
A few years later, he became quite famous in Taiwan.
感谢主，让他最有名的不是他在专业上的成就。
Thanks to the Lord.What he is famous for is not mostly about his career and profession.
他专业上很有成绩，短短几年就成为台大商学研究所的所长。
He was very distinguished in his profession because he became the head of the business school in Taiwan University.
但他最有名的是因为他无论走到哪里都是一心一意的为主传福音。
So he's better known for his preaching the gospel everywhere he went.
他无论去哪里都告诉别人说我是一位基督徒。
No matter where he went, he often told people that I am a Christian.
他让人知道耶稣基督的救恩是他生命当中最重要的一件事情。
He let other people know that the most important thing in his life is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
他在家里带了好多亲戚信主。
He let a lot of his family members and relatives to become Christian.
在学校带了好多学生同事信主。
And he persuaded a lot of students to become Christians in his school.
而且他每次坐计程车一定向计程车司机传福音。
And even when he took the taxi, he would talk about the Bible with the taxi drivers.
在台湾有好多计程车司机都被他带信主。
A lot of taxi drivers would become Christians because of his conversation.
他在台湾全省各地讲道。
He went to give presentations everywhere in Taiwan.
还被邀请主持一个广播节目。
And he was invited to host the broadcast program.
全都是传扬耶稣基督的救恩。
All of this is preaching the gospel.
我在想台湾社会对一个人思想的意念有这么负面的影响。
I was thinking about the so many negative side of the social affairs in Taiwan.
很多人都没有站住。
A lot of people couldn't stand firm.
但这位同学却站住。
However, he, this classmate, stood strongly, firmly.
在我想来，原因只有一个。
I thought the reason, there must be one reason.
就是从他回去的第一天开始，他就打定主意，他认认真真的戴上救恩的头盔。
From the first day when he returned back to Taiwan, he was seriously and carefully put on the helmet of salvation.
这个救恩的头盔让他对他自己事业的发展、人生的意义、生活的目的都有不一样的看法。
So this helmet of salvation gave him a concept and orientation of his life, career, and his value of life.
就保守他的思想意念没有随波逐流。
So that protect him to stick firm to his faith and concept.
求主也让我们有这样心智，戴上救恩的头盔。
We ask seriously ask the Lord to let us put this helmet of salvation.
好，第六部分也是最后一部分。
So the last part, the sixth part.
是剑。
The sword.
用圣灵做宝剑。
We use the sword of the Spirit.
注意到全部军装的其他五份都是防御性的。
So for the first five parts, we all use it for the defensive purpose.
只有第六部分是既可以防御又可以攻击。
Only for this part, the sixth part, we can use this weapon to be offensive as well as defensive.
能让我们得胜的武器是圣灵的宝剑。
So the weapon that can lead us to victory is the sword of the Spirit.
圣经特别补充说明，圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
Also, the Bible made it very clear that the sword of the Spirit is the word of the Lord.
神的道指的不是说你手上圣经上面的白纸黑字而已。
It doesn't mean that the word of the God, word of God is the black and white characters in the Bible.
而是呢字句所要传递的信息。
It is the message in between lines.
道不是经文。
The word of God is not the scripture purely.
道是经文要传递的信息。
The word of God is the meaning the scriptures convey.
所以不会有这样的事情。
So there's no such thing like this.
不会说有一个人啊，从来不读圣经。
Somebody has never read the Bible.
遇到风浪说哇，匆忙抓起一本圣经。
When in difficulties and he suddenly grabbed the Bible.
啊，随便翻开，伸手一指。
Thumb into one page and point it at one part.
也不懂什么意思，就像和尚念经这样念。
That's like the monks chanting without understanding what it means.
哦，然后神奇的事情就发生了。
Suddenly, miraculously,
哇，圣灵宝剑发出威力，唰一下就把这个问题解决了。
So the sword of the Spirit suddenly become powerful, solve all the problems.
不会有这样的事情。
There's no such thing like this.
就算你念经字字会读，发音100%的准确，都是没用的。
Even if you read very well and pronounce every word accurately, it's still meaningless.
重要的是信息是神的道。
The key point is the message is the word of God.
你要知道这段经文这句话所要传递的信息是什么。
You should understand what the message conveys.
你的心要接受这个信息。
Your heart needs to accept this message.
你的心要对这个信息有所回应。
Your heart needs to respond to the message.
这才能够让圣灵发挥宝剑的功能。
So in that way, the word of God can be used as a sword of spirit.
我们记得耶稣在旷野受魔鬼的试探。
We remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted by the Satan.
魔鬼第一要他把石头变食物，满足自己的肚腹。
First of all, Satan, the devil asked Jesus to turn the stone into bread to satisfy his hunger.
耶稣说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So Jesus responded, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on the word of God.
魔鬼要他从圣殿跳下去，让人看到哇，神托住他。
So the devil asked him to throw himself down from the top point of the temple so that God can hold him.
耶稣说不可试探主你的神。
Jesus answered, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
魔鬼又说 啊，你只要俯伏拜我，我就把世上的荣华富贵都给你。
The devil again said, if you kneel down and worship me, I'll give you all the world glory and splendor.
耶稣说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
三次的试探，耶稣都是用圣经的话抵挡了试探。
Three temptations. For these three temptations, Jesus used the word in the Bible to resist it.
耶稣不是把这些圣经的话当口号来用。
Jesus Christ didn't use these words as a slogan.
他明白相信顺从这些话。
It is very clear he believed it, he understood it, he believed it, and he followed it.
这些话就在他身上发挥神的道的果效。
So that these words become very powerful, godly powerful in him.
所以让我们不要小看读经的重要。
So let us not overlook the importance of reading the Bible.
不要光是消极地坐在那里听牧师讲道。
Do not sit there passively to listen to the messages from the pastor.
或者听别人带查经讲给你听。
Or listen to others who lead the Bible study.
你要主动积极地追求明白神的话。
You should on yourself to pursue and understand God's words.
把神的话语当食物吃下去。
And use the God's words as the food to digest.
好，神的全部经章六卷我们都看完了，跳过几章。
We finished looking at the six parts of the four arm of God.
再次简短的复习。
Let's review it briefly.
好，听在这边，第一是什么
？What is the first one？
用真理当带子束腰。
So girls get off the shoes to buckle your waist.
第二是胸部是什么
？What is the word？
公义做护心镜。第三是鞋子。
The third is the shoes.
平安的福音。
And gospel peace.
第四是挡箭牌。
The third is the shield.
信德当盾牌。
Shield of truth.
第五是头上的头盔。
Number five is the head for the helmet.
第六是手上的武器。
And the weapon for the hand.
圣灵的宝剑。
The sword of the
就是神的道。
That's the word of God.
在这个都讲完之后，六章十八节还有一句。
There's one more sentence in chapter 6 verse 18.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
靠着圣灵 ,OK。So we pray by the faith in the Spirit and we pray frequently.
并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
And also we pray for all the saints.
靠圣灵祷告虽然不是全部经章的其中一部分。
By the faith in the spirit, to pray, and it's not only part.
却是整个军装能够发挥果效的关键。
So pray in the spirit is a key for all the of the four armor to be powerful.
通过常常祷告，圣灵会告诉我们什么时候当用盾牌，什么时候当用圣灵的宝剑。
So by praying frequently, the Bible will tell us when do we use the shield, when do we use the helmet.
通过常常祷告，圣灵会提醒我们。什么地方我们疏忽了需要加强需要调整。
By praying frequently in the spirit, the Bible will tell us where we overlooked, we need to strengthen.
特别是透过祷告为众圣徒祈求。
Particularly when we pray for all the saints.
圣徒会引导我们连接我们。
So the saints and the Bible would lead us and unite us.
让我们不再是一群只会单打独斗的人。
So we are no longer by ourselves to fight one man battle.
而是成为一群训练有素的军队。
We have become an army well trained, well disciplined.
今天是我们教会年度的会员大会。
Today this is the church annual meeting.
我们来到神的面前问问我们自己。
We come to the Lord to ask ourselves.
我自己会在未来这一年战胜黑暗的权势吗？
In the future, in the year to come, can I be somebody to overcome the evil force?
我的团契我的教会会一同经历战胜黑暗权势的喜乐吗
Our fellowship, our church will be one to experience the joy of overcoming or fighting victorious against the power of the evil.
如果我们希望这个答案是肯定的
If we hope the answer is positive,
就让我们从今天开始都来穿上神所赐全副的军装
Let us put the full arm of the Lord from today, from now on.
我们一同来唱一首回应诗歌。
Let us sing a song.
I will stand in Jesus' name. For the things that God has given, I will stand in Jesus' name. Satan's foes may come against me, I will not surrender ground. For the things that God has given, for the things that God has given, for the things that God has given, I will stand.
第二节中文。
靠耶稣生命站立，来传上救恩的军装，靠耶稣生命站立，带头恢复心情盾牌，因爱写生命保险，来穿上救恩的军装，靠着主的恩的军装，来穿上救恩的军装。我的单
第三节是在什么原 ？Whatever language, verse three.
I will stand in Jesus' name.In His strength and by His power, I will stand in Jesus' name. Yes, for the peace of darkness, grace of standard of the blood. In His strength and by His power, God has strong and mighty power.Gaining victory by the hunger, I will stand.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
大主，求你听我们简短的祷告。
Dear Lord, listen to our brief prayer.
帮助我们从今天起穿上神全副的军装。
Help us to put on the full arm of Lord from now on.
让我们能够靠主站立。
So that we can stand firm by Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
我是不要搞的。
我们下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
It's time for announcement and welcome.
如果我们中间有新来的第一次来到我们中间新朋友，请你站起来自我介绍一下，让我们能够认识。
For those new friends who come for the first time to our church, please stand up and give us a brief introduction of yourself.
有没有后边有没有进来的朋友
Anyone else, especially at the back of the room?
没有的话，我们就是看一下我们的这个宝宝事项，我们就很快的看一遍啊。
Let's have a quick look at the program.
Okay. 好吧，那么下面就是会员大会，把时间交给教授。
Now we have the church annual meeting. For the Tuesday.
Hey, good afternoon.
下午好。
Okay, so right now, we're gonna begin our annual meeting.
我们年度的会员大会开始了。
Okay, Pastor Su, should I ask only the members stay or everybody can stay? Okay, that's good. Okay.
就是大家都在一起共参这个大会。
Okay, So first of all, these are the names of all the members.
所有我们教会的成员的名字都在上面。
And only these people will have the right to vote today.
所以名字上面可以投票。
Okay. So if you are a member, can you raise your hand, please?
要就是成员的把手举起来。
Okay, and keep your hand up because we're going to count your hands.
Yeah.
No, because you don't need to count. Yeah, keep your hand up.
既然你们拿到选票，一个女士还要举着，因为他们在数人数。
我们招待也会同时发那个年度报告，蓝色的，浅蓝色的是中文的，紫色的是英文的，那就是说你，So
there will be the annual report, and the ushers will distribute the annual report. The purple one is English, the blue one is Chinese.
Okay, first, I'm going to explain the ballot.
我们现在把那个选票先解释一下。Okay,
the first item on the ballot is the annual church budget for next year.
第一项跟那个选票，第一项就是那个我们这个预算。Okay,
the details of the budget is in the last page of the annual report.
那个财政预算的详细情况呢，在我们的年度报告里面的最后一页上有。
So basically, if you look at the numbers, there will be a total of 159,000 expected receipt for next year.
就总数是在那个地方，在明年的。
And we expect to spend about 193,000 next year.
这就是我们明年要预算的，要花的。
So we project a budget deficit of about $23,000 for next year.
So 我们预计呢，下年明年就是要23,000，我们可能要不够。
Of course, this $23,000 deficit is not small.
当然，这个23,000并不是小数字。
But the board believes that the church can manage this deficit for at least in the short run.
至少我们那个他们董事会呢。
The main reason why we have this deficit is because we are hiring a second pastor this year. But we will continue to look at the budget as time progresses.
到时候呢，我们要继续的看那个检查我们那个财政。
But as for now, the board recommend that you approve this budget.
党政会是通过，我们建议我们大会就能够通过这个财政预算。
Okay, let's go to the deacon.
Now the second part of the ballot is the elections of deacons and elders.
第二部分是选举,
okay. So first one is Mang Tang will be running for the second term as elder, and also Amy.
蛮昌是第二任，还要竞选第二任，和那个玉梅也竞选。
And also Cheng Hua will be continuing as in the second term as the Chinese ministry deacon.
宪华是中文事工执事，也是第二位。
And we're going to have a new deacon for the English congregation, Jeffrey Wu.
这一次呢，我们有个新的那个执事。哦，Jefferson，sorry，Jefferson。
And also Jian also is joining us to be the administration deacon.
吉英呢会竞选行政执事。
So the board also again recommend that you approve them.
党支会呢建议我们能够通过这些名单。
Okay, so once you finish voting, you could I'll ask the people to collect the ballot.
如果你们已经填好了以后，就可以交上去。
Okay, let us pray first and then you'll go. I'm sorry about that. Okay, let's pray. Oh, okay. Does anybody have any questions about the budget or the election of the deacon?
对，这两件事，一个是财政，一个是选举，有什么问题没有，大家？
Okay, if not, then let us pray.
哦，我们大家一起祷告。
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father,
天上的父。
Thank you for choosing us.
我们感谢你选中了我们。
For choosing us to be a member of this church.
选中我们作为这个教会的成员。
To be a member of your body of your Son Jesus Christ.
作为你儿子耶稣基督身体的一部分。
We ask that you strengthen every part of your church.
我们请求你在这个教会各方面都能够加强。
Strengthen every one of us.
使我们每个人都能够加强。
Help us to walk in unity.
帮助我们同心同德地走在你的灵魂里。
Help us to walk in love.
我们能够和你一起走。
May your son's body from head to feet be blessed.
以你儿子的身体从头到脚都受到荣耀。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
So when the ballots are counted, so there's a slide to show us what was going on happen in the church in the past year. It's a reflection of the past year.
think that we're still waiting for the count of the ballot.
我们还在等那个选票结果。
Okay, let's do the announcement. Okay, 马上有个 announcement tonight.
现在我们就报告时间，你看那个。
对，请大家打开我们的这个实习单，我们看一下。
Look at the program.
下一个主日有主餐，想这个一件受洗弟兄姐妹预备心来参加。
So there will be communion next Sunday. Please, for those who have already been baptized, please prepare your hearts for the bread and cup.
另外就是第二项就在下一个，就是这个周六我们有长执会，在九点半到十一点。
This coming Saturday we'll have meetings for the deacons and elders from 9 to 11.
在长执会接下来就是十一点到十二点半有中文堂的同工会。
So from 11 to 12:30, there will be a Chinese co-workers meeting.
请长执们能够准时参加，也请这个关心教会事工的这个中文同工可以参加这个中文堂的同工会。
So we hope all the elders and deacons will be on time at the meeting, as well as the co-workers will be on time for their meeting too.
今年的5月25日是康奈尔大学的毕业典礼。
The commencement for Cornell University is May 25th for this year.
我们按照惯例，我们就是在那天的这个主日崇拜就改在这个晚上。
As usual, we will change the worship into the evening of the Sunday.
如果你今年毕业，你有这个愿意，就是能够在这个作为这个见证和分享的话，请你就是在提前能够给徐牧师报名。
So if you are going to share your testimony as a graduate, and please talk with Pastor Xu.
就是再说一下这个读经运动呢，就是我们从5月1日就要新的读经运动就要开始。
A new drive of Bible readers on will start on May 1st.
如果你完成这个季度的这个中文堂，你就把这个进度表交给玉敏，这英文可能交给许师母。
If you finish the one previous one, the current one, please submit your registration form or the completion form to Pastor Xu's wife.
还有像就是关于英文堂这个学期最后一次联谊会是在5月5日是周一礼拜一的中午11点是在 Stewart Park 举行。
英文堂
啊 English Congregation.
So for the English congregation, for the last in-reach gathering for this semester, that will be held on May 5th at Stewart Park.
Okay, 最后一项就是我们的这个教会要清理这个食物认领箱。如果你觉得在去年你也丢失东西的话，可以去认领。
So the lost and found box will be cleaned up.And if you lost anything, please go to that table.
看那个检票，票是不是检好了
？So we are waiting for the count of the votes.
Maybe I say something.
徐牧师要说实话。
昨天下午我经过，我来教会一下。
Yesterday afternoon I came to the church.
来教会的发现这些窗帘都不见了。
And I noticed that all the curtains were gone.
然后昨天傍晚我又来教会一次。
Last night I came to the church again.
就看到教会有很多很可爱的小天使。
And the lovely angels in the church.
他们把这些窗帘全部拿去干洗。
So all they took off the curtains to have the dry clean.
好像干洗完还要烫是不是
？So after dry cleaning, we need to iron them.
水洗拿去水洗，完了还烫是不是
？So after wash them, and so they need to be ironed.
然后今天早上还一些人提早了，他们再把这一个个都挂上去。
And early this morning, some of the people came to the church to hand them up.
让我们为这些弟兄姐妹他们所默默摆上的感谢神。
So we thank God for their service from these sisters and brothers.
Okay, so let me announce the result of the ballot.
选举的结果.
We have 88 members.
一共有88个成员参加.
And 69 people today have voted.
And 69人参加了投票.
And the budget has been approved.
那个财政预算已经通过了.
And all the elders and deacons also have been approved.
所有的长老和执事都通过了.
May I ask Mang Tang, Amy, Jiang, Jefferson, and Jinghua stand up, please?
所有的新的执事和长老都
Yeah, let's thank them. Thank you for serving our church.
欢迎掌声.
God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。 愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守, 在我主耶稣基督降临的时候, 完全无可指责。 Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated. There will be lunch provided downstairs.
请大家留下来我们, 一起用午餐,
please stay with us for lunch and we can share and communicate.
我们就为, 午餐做的祷告。
Let's pray for the lunch.
谢谢父神,
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你把你,
thank you for your words for us.
就是让我们能够靠着主的话, 我们能够,
so that by the word of God we can stand firm.
我们靠着主的话, 我们能够,
and we can win victory by the word of God.
我们也谢谢你,
we also thank you for providing the needs for our health.
我们为, 卢夏的午餐, 献上祷告,
we pray for the lunch downstairs.
求主来洁净,
please, Lord.
让我们吃了以后，我们能够更好的来为主做打美好的仗。
So when we have it, we can fight the battle, fight the good better battle for the Lord.
我们感谢祷告，奉救主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
大家默祷后散会。
After the silent prayer, so the service will be dismissed.